welcome to The Simple Truth with Jeff Lewis and guests. Every Saturday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on BBS Radio at www.bbsradio.com. Where if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. And if you're just not getting it on Coast to Coast AM, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. Saturday, December 9th, 2006, with Kelvin Young, engineer, scientist, inventor, and even pilot. We will be discussing the accelerator chair with voice calibration software, or better known as Vocal. We will also go over some of Kelvin's amazing water and mineral products and much more. If it's by Kelvin Young, folks, you want to know about it. Stay tuned, listeners. We have another great show in store for you tonight. Please be sure to have a pen and paper ready to copy down any useful information you will hear on tonight's show. To call in, the numbers are toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. We would just like to thank our producer, Don Newsom, for BBS Radio and what he has done with BBS to help speed the shift of consciousness around the planet. Through the advancements of technology, BBS Radio will very soon have internet, TV, and radio live, streaming right into your home and consciousness. BBS Radio is the way of the future now. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more through the internet, a medium of unparalleled conscious expansion. Just awesome. Thanks, Don, big time. And thanks again for giving our host, Jeff Lewis, the opportunity to do this and spread the truth to those seeking it. Love and light to you and your family always. Some announcements. I'd like to follow up on the Feed the Children program inspired by that conscious expanding movie, The Secret. There are links on our website, or just go to www.feed333.com. That's www.feed333.com. The goal here again is to feed 3 million children in this country in 33 days. Thank you for your continued support, even if it's only $1 to feed one child for 3 days. Those 3 days may be the difference that changes his or her future. Our children in this country need help, too. On the home front with Sacred Technologies, CHAMP and FreeX software programs have been added to the Accelerator Chair. Information on these amazing software programs, now making this technology truly the Accelerator Chair, will be posted on our website soon. If our host has the time tonight, he may even talk about them. Our guest, Kelvin Young, and what he has been recently doing with his super-structured water and mineralization science will be discussed here tonight, especially with his latest advancement, his all-new liquid, Gold Ormus with Indium. This is some amazing stuff here, so please stay tuned. And folks, don't forget, water has already shown us that it carries vibration, can store information, and heal. So through water, we can heal the world and those that live on it and in it. Like Dr. Emoto, author of Messages from Water, has already shown us that scientifically and energetically, water has memory, and her host personally thinks even consciousness. Again, any information needed, our links can be found at our website at www.2behealthynow.com. Again, that's www.2behealthynow.com. And now, here's the host of The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Good evening, folks, and thank you for joining us tonight, our second show for an enlightening program with Kelvin Young. I hope some of my listeners tonight heard last Saturday night's show with Ron Logan, master iridologist, nutritionist, and so, so much more. It was awesome. By the way, that was my first show ever in the radio biz, just for your information. It was quite exhilarating, to say the least, as it is right now at this very moment. I've just listened to the archived, which should be up soon on BBS. We talked mainly about Ron, his career, to his recent trip to China, and just how far behind we are here in the States when it comes to health and preventative medicine. Too bad that wasn't the reason for the powers that be want to model the U.S. on China, actually, but that's another program show. The simple truth has so little to get out to you and so much time. Oops, scratch that, folks, reverse it. The simple truth, which I plan to keep in line with just that, the simple truth. The programs on the simple truth will be about health, nutrition, advanced healing technologies, and so much more. We will also address current issues and interview top experts around the world regarding our rights, freedoms, property, our children, and our future, and so much more. Stay tuned for that in the very near future. Again, information on this topic can be found on our site right now, or just simply email me anytime and ask for links to freedom, truth, and justice in the subject box. Again, it is our intention with every show to freely give out viable, affordable, and easily accessible healing suggestions and modalities that you can do and use right in your home. So please, freely share what you learn here. Pass on the knowledge, and thanks for listening and being aware the shift is here. So without further ado, let's get started tonight with our special guest, Calvin Young. Calvin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Jeff.
I hope we can hear everybody good. I hope our listeners can hear everything. I'm coming in a little bit better. I was told not to work with headphones or cordless phones, so you get a better signal on the landline. So hopefully we're all good. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and then maybe lead into what you're currently working on, the Gold Ormus?
Okay. Well, my background has been in aerospace and defense contracts with different organizations, and I just watched too much destruction being happening with the devices and stuff that I was engineering, and I had a little bit of a consciousness, and I no longer could do that type of work anymore, and then I finally decided to call that a quits and got out of the defense contract and aerospace world and ended up starting to work on devices that could help people to improve their lives.
And wonderful, that's wonderful.
And that's where we kind of got into doing some of these things, working with minerals. A lot of people know minerals, you know, they've been in our lives, and vitamins and minerals. And what I started to address was working with minerals that were not showing up in our food groups and specific items and some of the rare earths. And some of the precious metal groups are not showing up in our food groups, and yet our body needs them. And what I started finding out was that the brain needs a fair amount of rhodium and iridium in it. And the medical association is starting to find out now that people that have a higher percentages of iridium in their brain, that they seem to have longer and more healthier lives.
Interesting. Now, didn't you mention, I remember we had a conversation about that some time back. You said something about cremations that they find in the body and the brain tissue.
It's really kind of interesting. When the body is cremated at 3,200 degrees Fahrenheit, all the body decomposes except the brain, and the brain shrivels down into a small stone, and they have to take it and grind it up in a mortar and pestle and add it with the rest of the ashes. Well, one individual decided to take some of the material to a lab and have it tested, and when they had it tested, it showed high percentages of rhodium and iridium. And if you know your metallurgy, rhodium and iridium start to melt at 4,600 degrees Fahrenheit, so that's why the brain doesn't decompose, because there's enough elemental iridium and rhodium in there that the brain doesn't decompose.
Interesting. And then on the health aspects of these minerals, what do they do?
Well, there's a lot of factors that are kind of known new right now, and like I said, the medical association have realized now that people that are living longer lives, and they're doing some tests on the cadavers, that they're finding out that the people that's had healthier lives are showing higher percentages of iridium and rhodium in the brain tissue.
Interesting.
And so there's a correlation between certain minerals that we're not getting and also health. And that's some of the targets that I went and hit was that I wanted to make specific element compounds of certain elements that could be used by the body. A lot of people know about colloidal silver. You know, that's the same concept, is to be able to have silvers and golds and platinums and rhodiums and iridiums and in a single element, and people do benefit by each one of those single elements.
Now, a lot of people that may be listening to us tonight in the scientific room that are aware with, you know, yeah, minerals, you've heard minerals, you know we need minerals. But the magic with Calvin Young, and you want to remember that name, folks, Calvin Young. When magic with Calvin Young works on something or starts on a project or creates something, it's in the water, in the superstructured water, which I'd like to get a little bit more into, Calvin, if you don't mind, that
okay.
He's able to stabilize these elements now with no stabilizers. Am I correct?
Well, without stabilizers, a lot of people use sulfates and different things like that to stabilize minerals. And there's other ways of stabilizing minerals in a water compound.
By energizing water?
Pardon?
By energizing water, is that one way?
Well, no, it's by bonding the elements to the water molecules themselves.
Okay.
And so when you have a hydrogen and oxygen and you take and you start utilizing those elements and bonding the water, the elements to the water molecule themselves, hydrogen has a tendency to like to grab a hold of things. So a lot of people don't realize that distilled water in a pure state is hungry water, as people say. Well, it leaches the minerals out of your bodies. Well, that's a half-truth. It will leach minerals out of your body, but if you're sitting there eating foods, it also will take the elements to the cells also. But distilled water is not H2O. Distilled water is H3O positive. And so distilled water has an additional hydrogen molecule, and you can work with that hydrogen molecule and get it to do different things.
I'm glad you brought up distilled water. There's been so much controversy with distilled water and people in the health and nutrition industry that that's the water you want to drink only certain periods of time, or you don't want to drink it all the time, you do want to drink it all the time. What's the deal?
Well, I went and did a bunch of research myself, and I started realizing that, you know, it's really interesting. Mother Nature is really kind of unique, and if you really watch what she does, I mean, she takes water up into the clouds, and when it rains, other than the pollution that's in the air, but that rain that's fallen to the ground is distilled water. And it's been evaporated up into the hemispheres, and then it's been precipitated back to Mother Earth. A lot of people, it's been real interesting, we've done this test many times ourselves, is we've taken distilled water, and we've watered our plants, and you'll start finding the plants will grow at a higher rate of speed using distilled water because it is mineral free, and then the hydrogens can bond to the new minerals and release the minerals in the ground. And that's one of the things. Well, when you drink distilled water, well, a lot of people say distilled water is dead water.
Or it takes the minerals from your body.
Yeah, and it's not. It's not dead water. It's highly active water. And distilled water, like I said, has a different molecule makeup. It's not H2, it's H3. It has a different additional hydrogen molecule. And that's really what is attaching itself to compounds in the body. People that have prostate problems, if they drink distilled water over a period of long time, like 6 to 8 months, they'll start noticing right off the bat that their prostate problems will reduce tremendously because it's a calcium buildup in the tissue and the prostate and the swelling that happens down there, and the distilled water has a tendency to go around to and absorb minerals that the body no longer can utilize, and it attaches to it and releases them, and then the liver and the kidney is able to dump them out.
Uh-huh.
But if that molecule of minerals that come past the cell, if it's small enough, that cell will absorb it if the receptors are there. So,
well, I love to interview you, Calvin, because you just lead into the next subject so easily. Calcium. We can mention a little bit about what you and I have been doing with liquid calcium. But in calcium in general, what is your take on that whole thing?
Well, you know, calcium is an interesting thing. I mean, it's really everywhere. It's called the earth metal. I mean, everywhere you go, there's calcite and calcium. There's hard water. The difference that we're finding out between calcium is the absorbability. You know, the stuff that builds up on your sink. Well, that's a calcite or calcium, but it's in a hard form. That's why they give it the nickname hard water. Okay, and that's the problem. Once it becomes hardened, for some reason through the water molecules, the body has a harder time to absorb it. Now, in plant life and things that have calcium in the plant life, it's more of a softer calcium. It's not been hardened, and the body can start to utilize it easier. And so what we've been basically working on is to be able to create a soft calcium that the body can absorb and utilize at a real fast rate. And what's interesting is hard water, when water becomes hardened with calcium, it can only hold so many parts per million, and that's usually around 600 to 700 parts per million, or in the hardness scale, 15 to 20.
Okay.
And so you get around 600 or 700 parts per million, and that is all it can absorb. But in a soft state, you can get calcium, like I explained to you, Jeff, is that you can take it, and when you can get it in the soft state and bond it with the hydrogen molecule of the distilled water, then your parts per million can get into 4 to 5 to 6,000 parts per million.
1,000, correct. Well, similar to what we did with the coral calcium from Okinawa.
Right, absolutely. So by taking a hardened calcium and preparing it correctly and introducing it to the right water in the right format, all of a sudden now you have a calcium that the body can absorb at a fast rate of speed because it's in a different size. So the way it is how the molecules are presented to the human body.
Right. And without giving up proprietary stuff, the theory is that to the calcium and the coral calcium I've used, even in the low parts per million of 20 to 30 that it's been the past years I've used it in the teabag form, has been just incredible, very effective. But it alkalizes the water. Now, if we're drinking alkalized water into the stomach acids, now this is what you taught me.
Right.
See if I'm correct.
Right.
You take into the stomach acids and alkaline, you're neutralizing the stomach acids. Now you cannot absorb whatever nutrient or element you're trying to get into the system.
Well, you're right.
So by putting the coral calcium in more of an acidic state, like we've done,
right,
the body is now able to readily absorb it immediately, and it's already ionized completely up to, what do we get up to, 4,000, 5,000 parts per million?
Yeah, we're between 4,000 and 5,000 parts per million.
In a highly concentrated liquid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just amazing. And you were using it for some health issues, and some other people you apparently had them on it. And
right.
What were some of the results?
Yeah, we give some of this product out and let a few people test it, and they were just absolutely surprised with the phenomena that they had with it. You know, that's another thing you did bring up too, Jeff. You know, a lot of people don't understand. Calcium is a pH balancer of the body.
Correct.
But the disadvantage of calcium is if you get calcium in the raw form or the hardened form, it has a tendency to neutralize the stomach acids.
And sludge up in your system. That's how they used to plug wells. I think that's what Barefoot used to do before he became Mr. Coral Calcium.
Yeah. And so what you'd end up doing is you would plug up your stomach acids and neutralize them out. That's what Tums is all about, you know. And the Tums cuts out the stomach acids and relieve you, but at the same time it takes acids to absorb calcium, and calcium is really hard to absorb by the body.
Right.
And like you were saying, here we've got a coral calcium in a suspended state at a pH of 4 to 3,
right.
And the body, so when you're drinking it and it goes into the stomach, it's not diluting the stomach acid, it's actually enhancing the stomach acid.
Right. And we just gave a little bit of proprietary knowledge there, but it's the source of the coral we're using that I've got the cure, so I'm not too worried about it at this point.
Right.
But I definitely want to share that with the public. And the whole situation and hype that's happened with coral calcium,
over the past few years since I got here back in basically 98, when I got involved as well. And Barefoot came out with Kevin Trudeau, and they did the infomercials, and then everybody knew about Coral Calcium. Now every company and their grandmothers got it, and theirs is the best, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. The truth and the fact of the matter is that there's products out there that are great. There's products out there that are just sand. There are products out there that are very toxic or high in lead, high in certain elements that they have to process out of the coral when processed correctly. Now, that's one of the differences with the coral I get. And then, again, we do a little of our own little stuff to it and help process any additional lead that may be in there. So the lead volumes are very low.
Right.
With stuff which you see all over Walmart now. And I'm not the advocate of Walmart at all in any way, shape, or form. I hate the place, but I have to go there because it's so cheap. It's stuff on the shelves, and you can see it, you can find it all the time. But that's a capsule, or it's a powder. It's a pill. It's not in the tea bag or liquidized form like Calvin has now achieved and taken it to another level of what we can do to introduce it to the body. So I think what you've done is just phenomenal with it, and I applaud you, and I thank you for that help in there very, very much.
Yeah, no problem.
So now we've got a little deep there because that's some pretty serious stuff in the realm of minerals, which we will continue on for future shows. I'd like to get into the accelerator chair, the Vocal, the technology, what it's all about, what does it do, why, you know, how did you come about it? A little history background maybe, and then kind of get into deep of what the Vocal really, really addresses, that root cause issue.
Well, the Vocal chair was really a very interesting process all in itself. In my life, after I got out of the aerospace and defense contract world, I had just noticed that I was watching patterns repeating in my life. I had just went through a second divorce, and I just kept watching these things keep occurring and reoccurring, and things in my job and things in my career. So I took a break, and I ended up moving out of Utah County area and went down to southern Utah and spent some time down in the Redlands and just kind of got more in touch with nature and myself, and started to learn some Native American stuff and just kind of in the holistic type world a little bit, and which I had very little background in at all, and started understanding energies and some of the things. So I started taking some of my aerospace technology and using magnetic fields, using sound and transducers and different things. I, over a period of several years, I ended up putting the Vocal chair together. It took a little while for us to get it up and running and working the way that it needed to. But we finally got the chair to finally start to perform. And once we started getting voice prints that had consistencies and standards in them, then we could start understanding a standardization. Like when you do chemistry, you always have your standards that you work off from. Well, that's what we started seeing. When we talked about a certain person, we saw this certain voice print come up again, and when we talked about the person again, the same voice print appeared. So I had some consistencies in the voice print, and at that time we said, well, if we got some consistency, then the reality is that's the pattern that we're starting to see that the vocal cords are giving us when the subconscious and the conscious mind are merging together and giving us this state.
To try to explain a little bit more for our guests out there, what the Vocal software is. You mentioned the word voice print. What is a voice print?
All right. The Vocal chair is a device that we can read your voice. And in the voice patterns, what we call a pattern is when you talk about your mother for, let's say, the 3 to 4 seconds of time to range on the voice recording, what it does is it counts how many times your voice has a frequency and intensity and density, and it records that information. And if we didn't have computers today, there's no way I could perform this function, because this computer's counting all of this information and stacking it up and giving us a readout on what's going on.
Right.
Well, once we get that information,
yeah,
that is telling us what is going on with that individual. Now, we take the voice print, which is in a linear, and we roll it around into a 360-degree rotation. That makes it so it's easier for us to read, and that's all it does. And it also gives us a chance to put them in some segments. There's 12 zones and 4 regions that we found that come out of these voice prints that deal with the emotional body or the components.
I'm trying to give you a visual of this, folks. It looks like an eyeball, the iris, and except there's a rainbow around it, it's a circle. There's 12 zones sliced into this pie of this circle, and then there's the 4 zones, I think you're starting to explain, in the center.
Right. 4 regions.
Regions,
yes.
Sorry. Yes.
And in the 4 regions, what we found is that people have a tendency to stay in certain regions, but they'll bounce around a little bit in the zones, but they'll stay basically in the same zones a little bit too. But what we're finding out with this information is that there's characteristic traits that come out of this. There's also emotional components that deal with it too. And over a period of time, when we got the chair up and running, the vocal chair up and running, we worked on individuals for a year and a half to 2 years before we even started to write the software. And as I kept track of working with these people, I noticed that when I kept track of a certain emotion, when they were having certain emotions of anger or certain emotions of judgment or depression or belief systems, I noticed they all existed within these certain frequency bands. And after a while, after keeping track of these frequencies and the emotions that they had, I started realizing that there was very much a very definite connection between an emotion and a frequency range.
Uh-huh.
And I started recording that over that year and a half time, and it was very, very revealing to me that this was going on.
Now, this frequency range you speak of, is that what's carried on genetically through our ancestors?
Well, what we started finding out is that when we did what we call a mapping, like what I think we talked a minute ago about.
Yes.
A mapping is when we bring you in, and in the mapping we start by having you talk about yourself. My eyes are brown, my hair is brown, I stand 6 foot tall, I'm this many years old, and my name is so and so. But we have to talk in a certain way, and then we get the initial voice print.
Uh-huh.
We put you in the vocal chair, bring you back out, and have you talk about yourself again.
Uh-huh.
Now, what we're trying to do at that point in time is to determine whether you've gone into a alpha state. We're in a beta state, and what we're doing is we're trying to get you into an alpha state to where your subconscious and conscious mind is working as one.
Okay.
And come to find out that once we got you in the alpha state, then whatever and how you spoke give us true information. In other words, it was repeatable information.
Uh-huh. The real you.
Go ahead.
The real you.
They are the real you.
And
yeah, go ahead and try to laugh.
Out,
you know,
and the rest what of the process, people about, yeah. What was that again? The parents and the grandparents?
Yeah, so what we've done is we start you, we do a mapping which consists of you talking about your mom, your dad, your spouse, your grandparents. And what the computer software does is analyze those voice prints, and it gives you a percentage of match. And what we're finding out is that we also can say that you have a component, you're more like your mother, but you tie to your grandfather on your mother's side.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that we have met usually has a strong grandparent that you tie to. And we thought that was really interesting, that you are a component of mom and dad. And if you've noticed too, Jeff, with the vocal chair, that mom and dad's percentages don't really change a whole lot. But when you go down to the grandparents, the percentages change very dynamically.
Big time.
Yeah, and that's what we started to notice. The thing that we were able to start doing with the chairs was some of the medical associations are aware of. It's called a miasm. And a miasm is a predeposition of a physical characteristic trait.
Uh-huh.
What the medical association is also aware of, that if grandfather had diabetes, it usually misses a generation, and then the grandchild will have the diabetes.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing with the vocal chair, is that we can map that also. We can have somebody talk about their situation, and we can see if there's a genetic match in there. And sometimes there is, and sometimes there's not.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're able to see. So what that really means is, if grandfather died of emphysema and you had a close connection to grandfather through the genetics, then you have an inherent weakness in the chest area or the lung area.
Uh-huh.
And you might not die of emphysema, but you might have chronic bronchitis or other type of asthma conditions.
It's some form or another.
Yeah, it just means you have an inherent weakness in that area.
I had a question for you in regards to the one you tie to, the grandparent. You mentioned mine again in my particular situation. Tied closest to my mother, and then it was to her father, whom I've never met, never heard of, I know his name, but I don't know anything of him or met him. And I found that a lot of people I've put through the chair are the same way. It always ties to someone that they don't know anything about, so they can't really talk about him in the chair.
Yeah, and it's always... most people have heard some stories.
Yeah, enough to get a voice imprint. That's the only key here. You're not talking for
a long
period of time.
Yeah, it's not like...
Nobody ever listens to these voice prints. It's all for the computer and the software, and that's it.
Right. Well, I had one individual that had severe bronchitis, and a real severe case. He was fully medicated. That means he was inhaling and doing a nebulizer in the morning and inhaling through the day and a nebulizer at night. And when we did the mapping on him, we had him talk about his grandparents, and then we did the mapping on the bronchitis that tied to his grandfather that he never even knew. One of those situations just like you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he went back and did some genealogy, and he found that grandfather was the one that had died of emphysema. So here he was with these severe bronchitis conditions that was the miasm. So when we went in and worked on clearing the emotional pattern out from that grandfather, or repatterning, or what is known today is called remapping, and once we remapped and cleared these emotional patterns out of the brain synapses, all of a sudden this individual stopped having bronchitis attacks.
Uh-huh.
And so what we also found out, too, that there was there's a lot of triggering, what we call a trigger effect.
You must be linked to my mind right now, because it's exactly what I'm thinking about. Go ahead.
Okay. What we have found out with working on vets that's had post-traumatic stress syndrome. See, not every soldier comes back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, but there's a fair percentage of them that do come back. And we showed the Veterans Administration, Veterans Hospital, this device in Salt Lake City and demonstrated to them, and what we found was that the war was the trigger. In other words, it was the emotional component that triggered a earlier childhood belief.
Huh.
And once you go in and clear up the emotional component of the war and then clear up the childhood belief, all of a sudden these people now start functioning again.
Uh-huh,
and it's
uh-huh.
just absolutely phenomenal to watch this thing happen that way.
In regards to triggers, I don't like to get on the subject, but it is a pretty prevalent subject out there that's very suppressed. Molestation, child molestation, things of that nature, sexual abuse, physical abuse. Explain a little bit about some situations you've had where women have been in the chair and things have like literally shown up on them.
Yeah, what's been interesting is we've actually watched what I term physical manifestations. In other words, something has happened as a child or younger, like you said, rape, molestations, beatings, just a whole bunch of different things. What's really interesting about us being children is that our subconscious mind comes in and protects us and covers those up and to where we don't remember them. Had a lady that came to me that she had, every time she got around somebody in authority, a man figure in authority, she'd get choked up and she couldn't talk.
Wow.
And she says, this is so embarrassing. She says, police officer pulled me the other day, and all I could do was you know, and I says, yeah, that would be kind of bad. And she says, I just get so choked up. She says, I can't talk.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I'd like to know what this is about. So I says, okay. So we took a voice print, and she was talking about how she couldn't speak when she got around somebody in an authority situation. And so we set up the frequencies. We put her in the vocal chair and turned on the device, and within 3 to 4 minutes, she's kind of choking and gagging, and she's having a hard time catching her breath. And her Adam apple swelled up a little bit, and I'm looking at that going, oh, gosh, this is really strange. And then within about 3 or 4 seconds, all of a sudden it went down again, and she started to breathe again, and she was crying, and we let the frequencies keep going, which is about 10 minutes around,
uh-huh.
And she came out of the chair, and this is what she said. She says, I was a little girl. She says, I remember going up to my dad and asking to, I needed to tell him a question, ask him a question that was real important, and I tugged on his pant leg, and he turned around, and he smacked me to the ground, and he says, you're not to be heard from unless spoken to. Okay? And she goes, oh, my gosh. She says, I had forgotten all about that.
Wow.
And so what had happened was Dad represented the authority figure. So anytime somebody that came up that was in authority, here was the subconscious going, you can't talk. You're not supposed to. You see how that works.
Uh-huh.
And like you also said, we've seen handprints show up where they have been grabbed by the nape of the neck, and you can actually see the welts around their neck swell up for a few minutes.
Oh my God, wow.
You can see the handprints, and we've seen black and blue eyes. All of a sudden a person comes out and they've had black and blue eyes. And at the same time, we've had people that's had very dark. One lady was working, she's done liver cleanses, and she did all kinds of things, and she just had these really dark eyes, you know, around her eyes.
Uh-huh.
And we got in there and worked on the emotion, found out that linked back to her father, and there was an emotional component that was there with her father. And when she got out of the chair, the black lines under her eyes were gone. I handed her a mirror and says, here, look at this.
This sounds nothing short of miraculous.
Well, it's amazing to see these type of things happening and the healings that do occur out of this, you know. Not only that, but somebody that's emotionally depressed. A lot of times we can have them talk about their depression and phobias, you know, and go back. And it's really interesting is that the vocal chair, for some reason, with the frequencies respond to the body. It just automatically takes you back to that moment of time where the trauma or the situation existed.
Uh-huh.
And as you're going through this, the neat thing about the chair is that there's nobody sitting there talking to you, trying to convince you to be something or somewhere,
right.
Like with hypnotherapy.
Right.
What this does is you're in there and you're basically feeling it, a feeling and an emotion.
Well, Calvin, why don't you take us for a little ride? What do? We sit in the chair. What's going on? We have glasses on. We have headphones. There's magnets. What's going on?
Well, like you were saying, when you sit in a chair, and the chair is a hardwood chair, and the reason it has to be a hardwood chair is because we're trying to transduce vibratory frequencies through the buttocks and through the back of the back, and
uh-huh.
We have transducers mounted to that. The chair is sitting on a magnetic field pad. Now, they're not electromagnetics. They're physical magnetic pads.
Uh-huh.
They have magnets in them. You have a set of headphones on, and you have a pair of light glasses on.
A magnet in the headphone, correct?
Yeah, a magnet in the headphone. And we play music to you, and we have these light glasses on. Well, what these light glasses do is you keep your eyes slightly closed, and you will see these flashing patterns. And what this does is it's like the pattern is not the same pattern repeating. It's just random. It just keeps going on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
And keeps changing constantly. And that's what gets the conscious mind to get tired. Because it sits there and looks
too.
at these patterns.
Are white lights, by the way, too, correct?
What's that?
These are white lights. So
So we're
seeing
colors.
Yeah, these are white lights. And you'll see colors and patterns.
Uh-huh.
And the colors and the patterns that you're looking at is coming from the eye, from the brain, the emotional releases of these patterns. A lot of people say, wow, that was an unbelievable light show. You know, but their mind is creating that light show. The lights are not doing it themselves.
Uh-huh.
So through the vibrations, through the sound, through that, all of these come up. And it's really interesting is the old saying, when the man said, he said, I was so angry, all I saw was red. Well, we found out that to be true because when people were very upset in the chair and very angry, they would see red in the glasses. They would see this anger. And this color red would show up very dynamically. And we can actually tell where people are processing. If I just ask you, well, what colors were you seeing that time? We can actually tell you the progression in their state just by the colors you're seeing. But the Volcal software analyzes and keeps you step by step by step going across to figure out what's going on in each session. Now, what a session consists of is about 6 or 7 times in the chair at about 10 minutes apiece. So you get in the chair, you're working, let's say that we're working on mother. So you get in the chair, you're thinking of mother. You go through about 10 minutes, you come out, and then you talk about your experience, what you were experiencing with mother at that time.
Uh-huh.
And then we go ahead, we get a voice print of that. We can see if you've moved, if things are changing. Then we go ahead and put you back in the chair again. And then again, we go ahead and have you come back out after 10 minutes. And then we all of a sudden say, okay, talk about your mother again. What was your experiences that time? And as we do that, each time you get in on the chair, you actually get to remember things. A lot of people come up and they say, gosh, I forgot all about that. That didn't even register. But the reality was they never forgot the thought. The thought was locked in the subconscious brain.
Right.
And so that's been the dynamic things. There's been just one story after another. It just never seems to end on the dynamics of memory recall that comes back in the chair. And that's what makes it so easy is everybody's really processing themselves while they're in the chair. Nobody's convincing them to be something that they're not. They just get in there and they just talk.
Uh-huh. Now, the old karmic lineage, you know, the karma we carry, parents with children, I assume the age limit you told me was 10 years old. Any children basically under 10? What's the situation on that? Their parents go to the chair and clear everything out, that they've just now cleared their karma for their children?
Well, that's what we started noticing is that unless a child has had a severe trauma, like you said, a rape or an abuse or something that has just plain messed them up,
right,
we don't put them in the chair. What we found with our research is that we found that children are programmable. In other words, they're able to move. So when the parents start to change, the children start to follow suit automatically. They
exactly.
change automatically.
Wow.
So what we found is
we're gonna have
mother
to explain.
Pardon?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Well, it is. Yeah. But we started finding out, and this is kind of interesting, and a lot of parents out there can relate with this, is when a child starts to connect into their own patterning at about 17, 18, 19, they'll start noticing that their children start to change. They go, I just don't know what's gone on with those children. Well, what's happening?
I vouch for that one.
They start taking their own pattern.
Yes.
And when they start getting their own pattern, then they start to have those kind of problems.
Basically,
they
blockages,
what
they
are.
Need to get in the chair, and they need to get it cleared.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually run my 21-year-old daughter in there, and she did fabulous and did great and loved it. Put my dad in there, who's a Scientologist, which I think in the future there's going to be a lot of Scientologists going through these things to get deprogrammed.
Right.
Unfortunately. But I've seen phenomenal results. You know, I've even done our daughter Sunshine, who's just turned 7, put her in the chair just for mapping, just to see what's going on, and it nails where she's at. She's carrying on the genetics of what mom and dad are, just this high energy, this high level of well, I won't go into details of our private stuff, but she just resonates with the same energies.
Yeah.
And she's fighting it within herself to just be totally dad or be totally mom, and just she doesn't know which way to go. She loves us both so much, and we adore
right.
her, but
it was there right in the wheels. It was in the voice maps. It was just right there, and it's just amazing. It nailed it every time. I even done voice mappings where I erased it, remap it, and nope, that's it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've learned not to do that anymore because the first one is it.
Yeah. The most accurate map is the first mapping.
Yeah.
But you'll find out that, they change a little bit, but they don't change enough to pull out of the region areas that we talked about. And so, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I didn't run her in the chair. I just mapped her. That's it.
Yeah, I just mapped her. Yeah.
It's just a mapping.
And, yeah, I had a scientific friend once that was in the vocal chair, and he thought, well, he says, I'm going to pull a trick on this machine and get it to change. And he was working on his mother, and I didn't know he was even going to do this. And he came out of the chair on about round number 3 or 4, and he goes, my mom is dot, dot, dot. She works for NASA and flies the space shuttle. totally lied about, the whole situation,
uh-huh,
other than her mother's name.
Uh-huh.
And the same voice print showed up, and he goes, oh, my gosh, this does work, don't it? And I says, yeah, it does. You can't really lie to it, because once we open the file that deals with mom, what we're finding out is the brain is kind of an interesting device. It's very similar to a computer in a lot of ways.
Let's get a little technical here. Let's get into the functions of what's happening with the neural synapses and the firing and all that stuff going on.
Okay. In which way, Joe?
As you were doing. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, that's okay. Well, what we're finding out is that the brain will put things in compartments, okay? So when we have you talk about your mom, we'll actually get the emotional component that deals with mom. Now, what we're reading there is the interaction between a person like yourself and your mother, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody else, another child in the family, would talk about their experience with mom, it would be a different pattern, because what it is it's an experience between the two people.
Uh-huh.
So it would be between myself and my mother would have a pattern, and my brother and my mother could have a different pattern.
Uh-huh.
What in my second marriage that I was involved in, what was real interesting is I went back after the divorce I had my stepdaughters. I had adopted these girls when I was involved in that marriage, and I had them come back, and they all came back at a different day. But when I did the mapping, that when they talked about their stepfather, which was me, that the pattern, each one of the girls, when they talked about me, the patterns matched identical.
Wow.
So each one of those daughters relating with me had the same energy experience with me.
Wow.
And that pattern was set in. And I go, man, what is the odds of that? You know, and the repeatability of it was just absolutely phenomenal. So,
wow. I mean, what we're talking about here, we can literally now, as people always come in believing in astrology and fate can't be changed, we can now change our stars.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a lot of people say,
are you playing
God here,
uh-huh,
you know, and I'm going, no, what we're doing is we're coming to a realization, because a lot of religious, there was a religious thing that said the sins of the father that are handed to the children's children's children. Well, those are characteristics and behavior patterns and emotional characteristic traits that are handed down. Now, what we're also finding out is that there's addictional patterns. You know, if grandfather or grandmother was an addict in alcohol, then what we would find is that the grandchildren could pick up addictional habits. Now, not necessarily they'd be alcoholics, but they might be chain smokers, but these are patterns that they do pick up.
Uh-huh.
And they do take on these characteristic traits. They do come across to the children.
Okay. Wow. Well, I mean, we could just go on and on with this. I've always said, since I've discovered this technology and Calvin and what he's done here, there's going to be volumes of books. There's going to be universities. This is going to change and shift consciousness. This is going to change. It's a new paradigm of how healing is done. Because this literally addresses the root cause issue, the core issue, causing something to genetically reappear in your life that you may not even have an idea that's even there.
Absolutely. It's tucked away so deep that the subconscious mind is there to protect us. The conscious mind is there to protect us, and the subconscious knows no reality. I mean, it perceives everything as reality. So
everything
the
is
conscious
right.
mind steps in
right.
and hides it. So it protects us and keeps us from harm, and that's what it does.
Well, again, I'd like to continue with the vocal, but I'd like to also have you just talk a little bit about what you've got your machine shop ready to start pumping out here, the rotating chair. Now, this is a completely different chair, different science, but the science behind it, folks, based on NASA, is just phenomenal. Calvin, it's all yours.
Yeah. NASA did some research with their gravitational chamber, the thing that spins around. And what they started noticing while these doing these research, and they were testing their pilots, they started realizing that IQ levels were coming up and hand-eye coordinations were coming up. And so what we ended up doing was building a rotary chair that rotated through magnetic fields.
Well, before you get ahead of yourself, when they discovered okay. the astronauts were getting smarter, what did they do to the program?
I don't know what they did.
You told me they basically asked, once they found out this was going on, they shut it down. They didn't want other countries finding out about it. They don't want this knowledge getting out.
And I'm not really for sure on that one, Jeff.
You know,
but all I know was that some of the report papers and stuff were talking about, you know, what the results was, and that's all I really know.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry. So continue. What's the rotating and the philosophy behind what you're doing with this?
Well, what we started finding out that working with the vocal chair was that some people didn't process very well. And so when we got the rotary chair up and running and we started to ride the rotary chair, this chair rotates about 19 revolutions a minute. And in this chair, you're in a canopy, and this canopy is very similar to a baby buggy cover. So you get in this big fluffy recliner and you pull the canopy over you. You wear some nightshade glasses so that you have no light sensitivity. The canopy is to keep you from sensing any air movement.
Okay.
And then we put some headphones on you, let you listen to some music, and then what you end up doing is you sit there and you rotate in this chair for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're spinning, a lot of people are probably saying, oh, my gosh, I'd be so sick, I couldn't make
well, that's
it.
Well, that's why I said, because you're not feeling anything, you don't feel the spinning. I mean, you feel the start, yeah, you feel it stop, but that's it.
Yeah, you feel the start, which is one revolution, and you feel the stop, which is one revolution. But while you're sitting there spinning, you're in animation. You have no sense of rotation. And it feels, and it puts you in a real heavy, deep meditation state.
Now, did it spin both ways for what reason?
Well, we found out that with some of the things that we worked on, is what we found out is the right-hand rotation works on the physical body, and the left-hand rotation works on the emotional brain.
Okay.
So there's some things going on inside the brain, and we've watched people that's had Bell's palsy where their face was hanging down, and within a couple rides in this device get out, and their face is back up where it belongs. And
uh-huh.
it's been real interesting to watch some things. But the biggest dynamics that we've found with this device is kids that have ADHD, you know, hyper deficit. They can't settle down. They can't calm down. They can't focus.
Uh-huh.
You know, four or five rides. As a matter of fact, even one ride in this chair, you'll just, these parents have just noticed their children are calming down, they're interreacting, they're doing much, much better.
I will vouch for that with our son Jess, who's a little Tasmanian devil at 4 years old. He loves
right.
that chair, and he comes out nice and calm, and he's just present and in the now. It's,
yeah.
it's phenomenal. So, Calvin, we're running out of time, unfortunately.
Okay.
So I would like to give our listeners links to any questions or inquiries from tonight's show. The general
okay.
website currently is the tobehealthynow.com, which there's a link on the BBS site. And then on the chair is www.acceleratorchair.com or bbsradio.com. And go to tonight's show info down the center to get to the link to our site. I'll be working on Calvin Young's website and have it updated for you very soon. Don't forget that, Calvin. I still need that information from you. Remind Helen, please.
Yes, I will.
And Calvin, if you have a domain for that site, please give it out tonight here for our listeners. What I have is the vo-cal, correct?
Yeah, it's vo-cal.com.
So that's www.vo-cal.com.
hyphen or dash cal.com. That's abbreviated for voice calibration.
Yes.
And folks, please don't forget, this site is only, I think, one page at this time with no major links or in-depth technical information on the accelerator chair or vocal software. But there is information on the Gift Energetic Skin Cream, am I correct, that you use with
yeah.
the chair?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Great.
And
well, whatever's missing, I'll make sure it gets there as soon as I can get
yeah.
to it. Again, thank
and
you
people can email us at that. Can
sorry,
email us at the Vocal, and we can answer some questions too.
Sure, definitely.
Okay.
So again, thanks for tuning in tonight, folks, and thank
okay.
you, Calvin, for taking your valuable time with us tonight and being a part of raising consciousness around the world. Think you might want to come back for near future updates of for our listeners of any of your new products that may arrive?
You bet. We'll be back.
That will be wonderful. Thanks again, Calvin. Thank
okay.
you, Calvin Young, folks, for sharing this amazing knowledge with us all tonight. As always, The Simple Truth with Jeff Lewis and guests will continually and always seek out cutting-edge products and healing modalities from around the world and do our best to keep you up to date on current affairs going on with our courts throughout our country and what we can do to stop it, prevent it, never see it again, and get our country back. And most important, we are always seeking and staying in truth, in the light. Again, thank you for tuning in to tonight, brothers and sisters. Please come back next week for another highly enlightening and conscious-shifting show. Guests to be announced. It'll be on the website soon. Be sure to go to our blog and info site at www.bbsradio.com. On the left of the BBS homepage, go to the Trusted News Trader link, and you can get all our blog sites, and I think you can even post stuff there, too. Great information. Again, thanks, Don Newsom, my producer for BBS Radio, and what you do. You do it so well. Don't forget, if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. And if you like our like our announcer said in the beginning of the show, folks, if you're just not getting it on Coast to Coast AM anymore, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. Spread the news, spread the truth, spread the light. Bye for now, until next week, and may your lives be filled with joy and wonder. Blessings to all.